Track 6. Now to the Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
President Patrick takes up the reins at the NWT. Patrick Barkham, the award-winning natural history writer and national journalist, is to be the new president of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust. Patrick takes over from Bill Jordan, who joined as NWT president in 2011. Patrick's been a member of the NWT and has given talks and written about the Trust's work for many years. He was born and raised in Norfolk, and his father, John, played a key role in helping the Trust acquire Foxley Wood. Patrick returned to live in Norfolk with his family in 2011. He is a natural history writer for The Guardian, where he's worked for the last 20 years, reporting on everything from the Iraq War to climate change. His first book, The Butterfly Isles, was shortlisted for the 2011 Royal Society of Literature Ondaatje Award, and his next book, Badgerlands, was hailed by Chris Packham as a must-read for all Britain's naturalists. It's a massive honour to be made president, and I'll do everything I can to help NWT protect wildlife, both on nature reserves and beyond them, so we can all enjoy the great benefits of a nature-rich Norfolk at a time when we need a wilder world more than ever, says Patrick. I was fortunate enough to grow up with an NWT reserve next door, Bouton Common, and I feel that everyone should have an opportunity to enjoy the glorious wildlife on our doorsteps here in Norfolk. Outgoing President Bill Jordan says, "It is fantastic to witness the achievements of the charity as it ends its 95th year, and I'm proud to have played a part in its commitment to wildlife in Norfolk. This work is needed now more than ever, and I look forward to continuing to support the Trust." Well, you can find out more at norfolkwildlifetrust.org.uk.
There's a top award for Norfolk nurse Rebecca. And Norfolk nurses work to make sure vulnerable people with learning disability are able to have their COVID vaccination has earned her a prestigious UK award. Rebecca Crossley, who works for James Paget University Hospital, NHS Trust in Great Yarmouth, won the Learning Disability Nursing category of the RCN Nursing Awards in 2021. People with learning disabilities and autism are six times more likely to die from COVID compared with the general population, not only because of clinical risks, but also due to sensory needs or anxiety associated with hospitals and masks, for example. While learning disability nurse Miss Crossley was getting her vaccination, she quickly realised it would be a difficult experience for people with anxiety or sensory needs. So she sourced a room she could tailor for people's sensory needs. I also sourced person-specific materials, for example, toy tractors, for a young man who loves tractors, she said. She also organised events to help make sure they were getting the service right, and as a consequence, has vaccinated hundreds of people, some with severe needle phobias, who had previously never had a vaccination. The programme has a 99.9% success rate.
Changing lives in Great Yarmouth. Great Yarmouth charity Pathway is expanding its efforts to help people in need in the town. Pathway provides a free community cafe, and it soon will open as a Trussell Trust registered food bank. Pathway relies completely on the generosity of others to do our good works, the support we receive from the general public, church congregations, and supportive donor businesses, as well as in charitable grants, is both heartwarming and humbling. But we need more, says Jennifer King, Pathway manager. We would love to hear from anyone who'd like to help us with fundraising ideas, to apply to volunteer with us, to offer services or food and drink products for us to use. And of course, we would love everyone to make a donation, big or small, online. Clients often walk a mile or more, or further by bike, to reach the support centre south of the river in central Great Yarmouth. Pathway began as community outreach from the parish of Great Yarmouth to uphold values of neighbourly love, Christian compassion and practical mission offered freely to all, regardless of belief or situation. You can see its new website at pathwaygy.org.uk.
Jolly good effort, Captain. It's hats off to the redoubtable Captain Fawcett this month for helping to raise over £20,000 for a children's charity. The Kingsland manufacturer and purveyor of simply first-class gentlemen's grooming requisites flew the flag for Norfolk on a 1,671-mile motorbike ride across Scotland and England to raise funds for Make-A-Wish, which grants special wishes to seriously ill children. Founder Richard Finney, owner of Captain Fawcett, is one of the founding members and key sponsors of Barber's Ride, an annual road trip adventure for bringing barbers and bikers together. This is the fifth trip, and so far the rides have raised £66,000 for charities. Make-A-Wish grants special wishes for six children, bringing positivity and happiness in times of distress. We really wanted to work with a national children's charity so that the children from each region could benefit. We say, excellent work. Carry on, Captain.
Shirley tells her story. The noted Norfolk artist Shirley Detterding, who paints as Shirley Can't, has published a memoir of her remarkable life. Life on the Wild Side documents her travels, adventures, life, passions, and loves over the years. Shirley, who's still keeping busy in her Thornham studio in her 80s, has travelled much of the globe. But these travels have not been the everyday holidays that most people take. They encompass an encounter with James Bond in the Bahamas, dinner with Castro in Cuba, lunch with Jackie Onassis in New York, and a spell in an Egyptian jail. It is a life less ordinary. Norfolk features heavily, of course, as her home for many decades, notably at Kelling Hall. And did you know that Shirley is a skilled angler and holds a fishing world record? No spoilers, you'll have to go and get the book to find out which one. Now, sales of the book, which cost £25, will help support the lifeboat, so call 01485 512224 if you would like a copy.